Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking with Meredith on if multitasking can do more harm than good. Mm-hmm. Wow, you ready to do this, Meredith?
I'm ready.
All right, great. We'll see you guys on the inside. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Senior Fitness Podcast with Meredith. We're really, really happy you're here today. We hope you're having a great day. We've got a great topic. We're going to be talking about multitasking. Can it be doing more harm than good? We're going to dive into that today. But before we do, we just want to send out a friendly reminder to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. Check out all of our latest and greatest content that we have for you there, including all of our growing library of workout videos, all of our podcasts, and much, much more. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter, which we send out once a week. And in it, we have all of our greatest and latest stuff to send you. So today's topic, we are diving into multitasking. Everybody claims they multitask.
That's right.
Right?
At any age, yes.
10 things at once.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all great at it.
Do it all good. Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a fun topic to jump into. Yeah. You know, Meredith, what's your personal experiences with multitasking? In yourself and with people?
Right. So with myself, obviously, doing numerous things throughout the day for different jobs and kids and home life, et cetera, that multitasking is obviously something that's done all the time. Mm-hmm. And people that I've worked with, whether it be a younger person or seniors that I've worked with, everyone I've ever spoken with claims that they multitask and have numerous projects going on at one time, whether it be in the work environment or in personal home environment. So mm-hmm. I think it's just a norm. So that's why I think this is a great topic to bring up and talk about, because we all do it. We do it more so now even than before with our electronic devices and everything else that we have in our world. So mm-hmm. perfect topic to talk about.
Yeah, and it is off the beaten path a little bit for us.
Yeah.
You know, we are called Senior Fitness with Meredith, but mm-hmm. it essentially what we'd like to cover is all aspects of people's lives, not just
right.
health and fitness, but mental mm-hmm. Awareness,
exactly.
You know, that kind of stuff. And we definitely feel that trying to multitask falls into a lot of people's schedules and how we deal with that mentally and emotionally. And mm-hmm. is it doing more harm than good?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So multitasking, you know, in your experience, what is considered multitasking? And with the people that you've right. worked with in the past, you've worked with a lot of clients over the years. What are their experiences with mm-hmm. multitasking?
So multitasking in definition basically is exactly the way it sounds. It's trying to do more than one task at one time. That's the basic definition of it. mm-hmm. And those tasks can run from, like I said before, if you're in a work environment, from working on different projects, let's say, you're on your computer even just personally, and you're jumping from one site to the next, or on your phone, jumping from one app to the next. In your home, doing things. You start on one project of, let's say, decluttering the kitchen, and then all of a sudden it becomes, how do I rearrange the Tupperware to, oh, let's clean out the refrigerator to, now I really need to dust everything. And one thing turns into the next and we never go back to the other one. Or now we're trying to tackle four projects at once in our own home, in our own kitchen and environment. So mm-hmm. It's so common, though. I mean, it's one of those things. That's why I think it's so important to bring up is the more research I did on it and looking into it, I didn't realize that the more we multitask and we're, like I said, doing it more and more often now just because of mainly the electronic devices that we have. It just makes it easier to do. It causes high blood pressure and more anxiety and stress in people. And mm-hmm. that's part of the reason why those levels are going up. So we need to figure out some things with it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that with the advancement of technology, having your phone, always trying to notify you with something probably irrelevant mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the slew of emails that people get during the day. You know, before this technology, you know, do you think that this is elevated levels of people having to feel like they need to multitask more?
Yes, exactly. Because before you were given a task, let's say, and I keep thinking about it kind of in a work environment, but even in the home, but you're given a task and you start working on that, right? Say it's just for something easy. Say you have to write a paper on a particular subject matter. You go and you do the research on that and then you work on that. You're not bouncing because you hear a ding and it's your phone and, oh, you got a text and now you got to check that. And then you got a ding, like you said, from your email and we got to check that because it might be something really important. So you're constantly now going from thing to thing, where I can even remember back in the day when I sat down to study, I sat down to study. I mean, the only thing that could have been kind of something that would deter me from wanting to do that would be if I heard a TV on in another room, or my own fault, I didn't want to turn music off or something. So my brain was focusing on that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I was doing the task at hand. There weren't a ton of things, and I was before the whole email generation, so I didn't have that when I was in high school. So I didn't have to worry about any of those other things that mm-hmm. come up now. And young people, obviously, I have a couple of them, and they're on their phones because they're constantly buzzing. And it's to them, it's important that they get on top of it right then. Instead of where before, we could go a day without finding out if something was going on. You know, if it was mission critical, we would have found out immediately. Where now, it's within the second. You have to find out and you have to respond. And I think that's where we're fooling ourselves, but we're also causing this on ourselves, is we feel the need to, when we are doing a task, that something else comes up, we have to jump on it immediately because we don't want to look bad in the eyes of our, let's say, our boss or our family members if we don't get back to them immediately, if they try and call us or send a text or an email, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're creating a lot of this anxiety on ourselves, and our blood pressure is rising because we're going, I must get this done, and I am very guilty of it. mm-hmm. I don't want to look bad to other people, so I must make sure I get on it immediately, when a lot of the time people will say, oh, I didn't expect you to respond so quickly. You don't need to do that. But inside of us, we all want to feel like we're doing the best job that we can at every task at hand, right? Where, obviously, that's why we're talking about it. We're not doing the best task at hand if we're trying to multitask. And that's what it comes down to. Not only is the overdoing it, the stress, anxiety, high blood pressure, burnout happening to a lot of people because of this, we're not putting our all in and to one single project, and we can't divide ourselves between two or more projects for them to get done as efficiently.
Right.
That's where we're messing up. We think we're doing a great job, but actually none of the jobs are being done to their best quality, let's say.
Right. And I think that's kind of what people would ask, is what are you sacrificing in quality of the jobs that you're doing because you're trying to do many things at once?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that degradation. Why do we feel we have to multitask? Is it is it ego? Is it we're forced to? Is it what's preventing us from saying, I'm just going to do this right now?
Right.
And then I'll move on to the next thing later on.
Yeah.
Not now too.
Right. Yeah.
Why do we feel we have to get all these things done at once? I mean, is life moving much faster now?
That's part of it. One of the articles I read, I liked it. They put it as it's almost like a quote-unquote badge of honor. I think it was. Yes, badge of honor. And I liked that because I thought so many people want to say, oh, yeah, I do multiple things at once. I have many projects going on. It sounds bad these days. It sounds like you're not being productive to say, I'm working on A, You have to say, I'm working on A, B, C, D, and more, in order for it to look like you're doing anything and accomplishing anything in life. And I think that's what a lot of younger people are thinking. I still think about my grandparents, and again, they were way before all of the computer craze and social media, et cetera, et cetera. But they would sit down and work on a task. They would just be there at their desk, writing in their journals for an hour at night. They gave themselves that amount of time. But there wasn't a phone next to them that was dinging. There wasn't a computer in front of them that was making them want to look up from it. They would do crossword puzzles sitting in their chair and not focus on anything else because there wasn't a lot of other things. But then all of this other stuff came along, and we now feel like in order to be efficient and productive, we have to make sure we're on top of all of it. Where, again, we're not being as productive as we think we are, and we're harming ourselves inside. And it's causing, like I kind of touched upon, they're finding more and more people, young people, are getting burnout and saying, I can't do this anymore. It's because we're trying to do way too much. We're trying to get our hands into everything we possibly can, thinking that that's good for us and that's good for our brains, but it's actually turning out to not be the best thing. So...
Yeah, yes. What is considered maybe something that people think is good, being able to get multiple things done at once over a long time period, you know, can ultimately hurt you.
And I think about myself just when I'm sitting here at my desk and I'm going from one job task, and then I say, oh, I'm bored of this, or oh, let me check this, and then I go check that, and then I'm on to something else, and then I'm on to the next. I'm not getting anything done. And then I look at the end of the day and I go, why did I not finish this one thing? It's because I was trying to do 12 things and none of them were completed. And if it was, it probably wasn't to my best abilities. And I know that. So it's a big kind of reminder and wake up call for me. But I think it's just so important for everyone, because I can see so much, even in older people, just having a hard time focusing on one thing anymore. Their minds are going a mile a minute of all the stuff we need to get done, and we feel like we need to get it all done right now, where we know that that's not the way it works. That's not how it's going to get done. So just, yeah, that nice reminder for all of us to maybe, like I said, slow down and learn some more effective ways to go about getting tasks completed.
Right. Do you think that people who are chronic multitaskers, you know, say someone who's younger who multitasks or tries to do a lot of things at once, compared to someone who's a little bit older, more of our audience, and still tries to multitask, do you think this is something that gets easier and better with time, or are we fooling ourselves into thinking that we can really do this now because we're older and I'm better at it?
Right. That's funny. That's a good question, right? I would say that it's going to be the same no matter what age, unfortunately, that we're just fooling ourselves thinking we're better at it because we're older and wiser, right? I would probably think that and say that to my kids. I can do it because I lived without doing it. So now I know how to focus on one thing, because that's what I used to have to do, you know? I'm probably even worse because I didn't grow up with having multiple things streaming in front of me at once. And now I'm really trying to navigate it in a different way, because I wasn't brought up with it. So I think we're all fooling ourselves thinking that an age, being younger, that it would help you, or being older, it will help you. It's not good across the board.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I kind of dove into it a little bit, but what are the things that we're sacrificing as far as mentally, emotionally, and even physically if we keep trying to multitask and say, yes, I can get all this done? You know, you might be able to do that, you know, in a day.
Right.
So you have a lot of things to get done one day.
Yeah.
You can pull that off probably, you know. But if you have to keep doing this, you know, week after week, month after month, and you're trying to, this becomes a habit of yours. What are we sacrificing in those areas of our lives?
We're sacrificing learning how to actually concentrate on one thing at once, which is not great for the brain. We think it's good for the brain to be able to jump from one thing to the next, but we're never focusing on one thing truly and wholly. We're constantly like bouncing back and forth either between two things or numerous things. And that's not good because we never give ourselves that time. And like I said, sitting there and doing a crossword puzzle for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. We don't do that anymore. Our brain can't fully envelop that task that we're trying to do and really get into it, because we do it for a minute and then we're off to the next thing. So we've never even put much focus into one thing. That's part of it. Again, the constant feeling of going around, and again, it doesn't just have to be work-wise. It can be around your home. You could be volunteering and feeling like you need to wear five hats in the position that you're trying to do. Whatever it is, that burnout thing where we're just doing way too much, and it's too much physically, like you said, but the mental and emotional toll that it's taking. So the whole body is just getting drained because it can't figure out what exactly it's doing. Mm-hmm. because it's just too much that's going on. If you're doing one thing, you complete it, you move on to the next, the brain has time to kind of stop, take a break, basically, and the body as well, and then refocus. So I'm sure there are studies where I didn't even get into doing research to see, like, I'm sure there are crazy brain patterns that would be amazing to see, showing someone who can just sit and study and focus on something for 20 minutes versus a person who is doing their normal work and they're bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. Their brain is probably all over the place. Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting study to see. But yeah, between the burnout and the brain just not being able to get into tasks, so it's harming us in that way, those are the main things. Mm-hmm. Physically, it takes a toll on you, because anytime there's anything mental and emotional that's taxing, we've talked about this numerous times, it physically wears you down. So you start to feel tired and you can't concentrate anymore. And that's the worst thing when you're trying to multitask. So there's a whole bunch of things that can go along with it, unfortunately.
Yeah, and these are kind of have longer lasting effects, right? I mean, it's not something that you're going to just immediately feel if you just multitask all the time.
Right.
I mean, it kind of takes time to set in.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you identify? How do you even identify that you multitask too much?
Right.
Because some people won't even know that they do it. You know, how do you self-diagnose?
I know.
You work too much.
I know. I kind of was I read one article and it made me kind of delve into others. I was like, I know I do numerous things throughout the day, but I'm like, I have to. I mean, that's what my life is now. I don't just do one job. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have to be a multitasker, right? And I think everyone thinks that, even in their one job, because they're multitasking for their jobs now. Like I said, very easy to be focusing on maybe a project you're working on, but then your email comes up and you have to check it right now. So you're bouncing over to that, and now you're answering that, but now you've got to go to a meeting, and then you need to check your email while you're in the meeting. Your brain is never fully into anything that you're doing, and that's where the problems are arising. That's where the anxiousness and the stress is coming in, and the feeling fatigued and like you're overdoing it, because we're... it's kind of like what we used to call is spreading ourselves too thin, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can get my kids to this thing, and then I'll cook this big meal, and then we'll do this and this and this. And there's only so many hours in the day, and our brain can only take in so much. Mm-hmm. We have to remember that, and that's not a bad thing. It constantly wants to learn, but it wants to learn and focus on one thing. So it can do it efficiently and correctly, and then we go on to the next thing. So, we need to, I think, kind of pull ourselves back and look down at ourselves to realize how much we're doing it. Because I would say everybody does it now. Mm-hmm. And it's not a total bad thing to do it every once in a while. We're all going to be guilty of it, because if you're on, let's say you are doing a crossword puzzle and your phone rings and it's your kid and you want to talk to them, of course you should answer the phone. So that's not multitasking. Just put your crossword puzzle down and now focus on your phone call. But how many times have we been on a phone call and we're scrolling on our phones or on our computers or trying to write our to-do list? Mm-hmm. We're not even fully into a conversation with someone that we most likely want to talk with. So that's where we need to kind of pull away, look down at our lives and see if we're doing it. Of course we are. How often, and are there ways that we can change it? When it comes to work things, there are many ways. We have to prioritize what we're working on and what we're doing. That's the number one thing.
Right.
In the house, even if you're cleaning the house or volunteering or still in the workforce and working on a project or just your normal everyday work, what is the task that needs to be completed first? What is priority that we need to put all of our focus into, so it comes out the best, and then we can move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So prioritizing what our tasks are and what we should focus on one thing at a time is where we need to kind of start with it.
Yeah, and that kind of goes into what we wanted to talk about is what are some of the tips that you have
right.
to help people who do multitask and are having trouble coming down from that.
Right.
And yet you don't want to feel like you're not being productive or getting the things done that you need to get done, but you also don't want to run yourself ragged multitasking.
Right.
You know, what are some things, what are the best things to try to dial that back, but
right.
not feel like you're not getting things done.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So that prioritizing is a good way to look at it. But then that's still difficult, because you can say this is the priority, but how do I focus on it fully when you're so used to having your brain switch from one thing to the next and then back to it and then to something else? It's hard. That's where I say young people are going to have a tough time with it, because for me to tell them, which is my next train your brain, sit doing one thing for 20 minutes, set a timer, focus on it for 20 minutes, take a break, and then get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Do another 20 minutes until you complete the task. And that break is not a break to jump to another task for 5 minutes. It's a break to stand up if you're at a computer or something, get a drink of water, move around a little bit if you're just sitting again, doing this task for 20 minutes, but to make sure you're focusing on something again to train your brain, and then give yourselves mini breaks, but not mini breaks to jump to something else.
Right.
To the next task.
You just get caught in that infinite loop of things that come up that
yes.
you need to do right now.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Do you think like a sense of urgency is what causes us to multitask? You know, like
yes.
this urgent feeling, I got to get this done now, because then if I don't, it's going to be there later and then I'll have more things to do then.
Yes.
So, you know, that sense of urgency, how do we not squash that, but how do we really realistically teach ourselves to look at that and go, okay, I don't need to get this done right now.
Right. It's that prioritizing and learning. Because I mean, a lot of times, and this is where I'll say I'm guilty, is I'm working on something, but then this email comes in. I'm like, I really should get to that right now. When it's something that doesn't really need to be done right now. It could be saved for another couple hours from now or even tomorrow. Why I feel the need to jump on it right that second, it's sometimes, I think, just in us to say, okay, well, this new thing came in. I've been working on this for a long time. I'll give myself a break from that. Now I'll get on to this next thing. So I do think there's a huge sense of urgency in our lives now with everything that we do. Mm-hmm. We want it now. We want it done now. We don't want to have to keep thinking about it later on in the day or tomorrow. If it's something that's given to us in this amount of time, we feel like it should get done now. We're just the society of everything now. And that includes, that's the stress we're putting on ourselves, that we need to get everything completed now. And I've seen this in seniors too. And that's where I think it's not just because of electronics and things. I think we just get on this berating of ourselves, thinking that we need to be the best and look like we can do everything and we're getting it completed as efficiently and time effectively as possible, but we know we're not. And why do we feel that? That's, I mean, really the underlying, but why we feel that, it's no one's going to get upset with us if it takes, you know, an extra day to get something done correctly, right? Mm-hmm. Or to get back to someone, unless it's something urgent, then we'll know that if it's urgent. We used to know that. We never had cell phones. Somehow people found us and were able to tell us if there was some kind of emergency. Most of the time, it's just, you know, banter back and forth, whether it's email or texts or things we want to look at on our phones. Mm-hmm. Or things on TV, even. If there's an emergency, we'll find out and we'll know. We're not bad people because we're not getting it done, all done in one sitting, let's say. I won't even say in one day, just in that one period of time that we put ourselves to sit and do things.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it'll take a long time to make that change in our lives, or is it something that we can, implement within a month?
Yeah, so? I think it will take a while. I think it will be one of those things, like I said, some people it's going to be easier for than others, depending on how much they're doing it, how many projects, let's say, they have going on in their lives, or how focused or unfocused they are. I don't even like to say necessarily, I guess, unfocused, but I know that I can be working on something and say, okay, I need to take a break. I'm going to go clean. But then my cleaning becomes something else that then becomes something else. And then I'm like, oh, I really got to get back to working on that thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it will take a while for people because we're constantly going to feel the need to get multiple things done. They, of course, in one of the studies said people working from home, it's getting even worse because you can be on a meeting and be working on something else on the side corner of your computer, mm-hmm. where before, if you were in a meeting, it's very difficult to do that because you're looking at everybody. So it's hard to sit on your computer or your phone doing things. So it's a huge, and working from home, you get guilty of cleaning when you're supposed to be working on a project or whatever have you. It's getting more and more, and it's going to get harder and harder to do, but it's doable. And again, it's retraining your brain to concentrate on one thing and being okay with that and realizing that you are productive just by working on one thing. Mm-hmm. You're productive just having one job. You're productive just working on one task. Whatever it is, we need to get out of our heads that we're not being, you know, good humans because we're not doing three things at one time. It's just this norm in society that, again, that badge of honor. I like that they used that again, because I think that's what we kind of put on ourselves, thinking we're doing it for good when it's really causing more harm than good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that badge of honor kind of really, mm-hmm. I think, sits in with a lot of people, and that's kind of our mentality of why we take on so much.
Right.
I mean, this podcast, like we said, is a little bit off the cuff from us, our usual mm-hmm. topics, but then again, it's maybe not, because we do like to cover these kinds of things.
Yeah.
They do affect mental health, they do affect emotional state, and physically too, mm-hmm. like you mentioned. It affects us in many, many ways. So
right.
if you are mm-hmm. feeling like that, anxious, sore, and you're feeling overworked, you know, hopefully these tips in this podcast help you out and kind of just identify. Maybe you do need to self-diagnose. Is you're multitasking a little too much? What can you do to kind of better your calm yourself, ease yourself in the way you feel about having to get these things done, and telling yourself that it is okay to step back if you need to.
Right.
But yeah, so hopefully this is helpful to you. Thanks for checking out this episode. And we really appreciate you swinging by. Don't forget to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com, and sign up for our newsletter when you feel like doing it. You don't have to do it right now.
Right.
So, until the next time, we'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Hey everybody, Jared Sebestier, host of Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. Few people could just flip the switch from working a career 30 or 40 plus years, retiring on Friday, without methodical steps to living what we call a repurposed retirement. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.